G'day, it's Friday the 30th of October 2015. I think the evidence before the Royal Commission that it based its decision to clear Ms Gillard on the power of attorney issue is so bloody flimsy, it's not funny. It seriously is not funny. The reason Ms Gillard's in the clear over Ralph Blewitt's allegation that he and she jointly created this forged document, the power of attorney. So let me just pause there for a sec. In admitting that he signed it after the date on which it purports to be signed, he's admitting he created a forgery. So there's a crime. He's admitted to the crime. It's against his interest to make that admission. And then he says, but it wasn't just me, it was Gillard as well. The alacrity, the speed, the enthusiasm at the Royal Commission to write her out of it is just breathtaking, because the only evidence they've got is this opinion of Stolge's that the party, the other party, the vendor of the House of Kerr Street, would have been unlikely to exchange contracts unless the power of attorney was present. So you've seen what I've had to say about that. A nominee can do it, and the real estate industry in Victoria is very used to that. I purchased property at auction in Victoria at that time. And the auctioneer's got to read it out to you, and he does. He reads out the conditions of sale, and he says you can nominate anybody up until the date of settlement, right up until the last day. So the Royal Commission's contention, what it would have you believe, is this, that an original power of attorney, Gillard goes to the auction, she's there, she's the lawyer, that the original is handed over at the auction. They keep the original. Like, turn it up. It's created by Slater and Gordon. They'd have the original. They'd have certified copies if they had half a modicum of insight into the purpose to which a power of attorney might be put. They'd keep it. You keep the original, you give out certified copies. You don't go hand the original to some real estate kid at an auction on a Saturday. So that contention that the original was retained by the real estate agent does not make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. Even the contention that Slater and Gordon made this thing 10 days previously but didn't have the foresight to create a copy, that's risible as well. Now we move on to a couple of other circumstantial factors. Given that Mr. Stolge's case, his submission accepted by the commissioner, is entirely circumstantial based on what he reckons the parties in this contract of sale might have thought. Well, let's move to Bruce and what he might have thought. He reckons Gillard was advising him on this sham entity, and she reckons that he deceived her. He didn't tell her what the true intention of it was, and that he deceived her. He was such a mastermind, he deceived her about the Kerr Street property purchase as well, and her involvement in that is innocent. Righto, well, let's apply the logic to that. You're Wilson, you've got away with it once, you've deceived her about the incorporation, she did all those things just like a patsy, she had no idea. You think, thank Christ, I've bloody managed that. Never got sprung. Geez, lucky as. Now I want to buy this house. Of all the conveyances, of all the firms in Melbourne that you could go to that would do that for you, isn't there one that you'd think, tell you what, I wouldn't want to do this through Slater and Gordon because they're acting for the Australian Workers Union. And what are the odds someone will talk to somebody, somebody will get sus about it, put two and two together, and I'll get sprung. That is, unless Gillard knew and was a party to the deceptions. Now, I think you know my opinion about that, that yes, she was, and that taken as a whole, her course of conduct creates such a circumstantial and inferential case that of her involvement in this criminal conspiracy that I think really it's a matter that should be tested by a jury. It's a matter on which, to my standard of satisfaction, a prima facie case has been established. The commissioner writes her out of it by saying people of the left, like her, are usually keen to preserve their reputations and thus are likely to avoid involvement in fraudulent conduct. They further write her out of the power of attorney by saying, well, look, the other party would be unlikely to exchange contracts if the power of attorney wasn't present. Well, we know that that is based on a false, on an erroneous premise. The fact that the Royal Commission grasped at such lightweight straws to save the reputation and criminal conviction potential of Ms. Gillard tells us a lot about the standard of evidence it was prepared to accept. It's pretty flimsy when it seems convinced that it ought to write somebody out of something. Well, it's not just writing her out that the Royal Commission's done. What it's also done is poured scorn and derision on Blewett. It said he can't be believed when he says, look, I donated this power of attorney, but I did it in Perth, and she wasn't there. He can't be believed. That's terrible. There's an action and reaction. Their action in writing Gillard out writes him in. That's unfair. What chance has the little bloke got? She fronts up with all those lies, that lawyers, maybe that was Freudian, and he's got nobody to match that firepower. Well, he may well just have that shortly. I hope he does. I hope the Royal Commission, in my heart, I hope it does the right thing and at least looks again at what it's done in relation to Gillard, Wilson, and who it believed.